Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
One of the finest at his positions. Last time we saw him on the field, he was knocking a ball loose to preserve a victory for the Minnesota Vikings. The all-pro safety and defensive back, Harrison Smith. How are you, Harrison?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Rich.
How is everything in the Vikings world, in this crazy COVID-19 world? Have things changed around there for the team? What's going on there for you?
The protocols have just been kind of enhanced, like they are around the league. So, trying to keep the meetings virtual and, the contact limited, masks and everything, just like everybody else.
Okay. So walk me through your guys' season in terms of where you feel you are and where you have been, Harrison. I know that's a very wide-open question, but the Vikings are a team that could be a one seed right now based on all the games that you had wrapped seemingly or were in, as opposed to where you are right now.
It's definitely the wildest I've been a part of as far as close games go. You know, you kind of talk about it every year. Everyone talks about it's one play here or there, but this has been definitely the most kind of aggressive version of that. Every game is field goal, touchdown at the end, something. You can look at it and say we could have done this, we could have done that, but you are who you are. We're 6-7, and we still have what we want in front of us, so we're still in control of that.
Do you have any conversations at all about closing games, like specifically? And if so, how do you have a conversation about that sort of thing?
Yeah, we do. And one place we struggled on defense this year is 2 minute, whether it's into the first half, into the second half, and that's what a lot of games come down to. Team that scores normally wins. Team that doesn't play great defense doesn't. So that's one thing we've talked about, and the scenarios are different every week. It's not just one conversation. The time is always a factor. The timeouts, are you up a field goal? Are you up a touchdown? So there's always some things that can change and are always different every week. We're just trying to correct that aspect from a defensive standpoint.
Well, what is it? Is it a communication thing? Is that what you discuss? Is that what it is?
It's everything. It's that's why football's such a good game to watch. So much goes into it: the gameplay, the players. Like I said, all the timeouts and formations and checks and all those things. So communication, I would say, is always at the top of the list.
Well, who's the toughest quarterback to read, Harrison, in the NFL for you?
Man, there's a lot of good ones. Ben. Had a great second half against us, and he was looking us off on the back end and stuff like that, making great throws. It's always easy for me to go with Rodgers because see him twice a year.
Right.
And, I wouldn't say anyone's better than he is at that. There's a lot of good guys around the league, but he's pretty top shelf. Stafford threw a no look on me last year. Which, people probably didn't even see on TV, but, right after the play, I was like, man, that was nice.
You got to give it up sometimes, right? You got to give it up sometimes.
They're good. What are you going to do?
Well, you're the one that they circle more often than not, Harrison. So hearing it from you is obviously a big-time kudo. But so what does Rodgers do? Like, what do these guys do? They're staring at somebody they have no intention of throwing it to, and it's your job to not take that bait or know that that these are guys who would never stare at a receiver? How do you game it when you see that stuff?
Well, sometimes they'll throw it right where they're looking, and sometimes they're setting you up. Some of it's pre-snap. I kind of move around a lot pre-snap and try to make it a little tougher on them and the offensive line with protections and things sometimes. And some of that is a pre-snap game, which is kind of fun. And then once the play starts, yeah, there's only so much time. You know, you got the D line rushing, and things can fall apart. So there's only so much time they can look you off. But these guys are very good at it.
Well, I mean, I don't mean for you to give up your trade secrets, even though I guess I was just asking for a couple. This week, though, you're taking on a kid who has an incredible amount of talent. Certainly when he escapes the pocket. Certainly when maybe he can run some play action your way. What about Justin Fields this week for you, Harrison Smith?
Like you mentioned, he's a young guy. He's extremely talented. Can extend plays with his legs and has a big arm. Obviously, he doesn't have a ton of reps in the NFL. You know, whenever you go against a young guy, you obviously want to make it tough on him. But there's a reason he's there. There's a reason he was drafted. So, you know, we understand the ability he brings to the table.
Do you think you're playing for Mike Zimmer's job? Do you guys feel that way in your locker room right now?
I don't know from, like, a consensus standpoint, but, you know, it's kind of the reality pretty much every year. Every player is playing for their job. Even if you sign a new deal or whatever, like, we all know how it really is in the NFL. We don't have guaranteed contracts. It only takes a year or two for you to be out. So everyone's always playing for their job. Everyone's always coaching for their job. So that's just how it is.